I'm going to give Boris a courtesy text. Oh, damn.
Oof. In just under the wire.
I was not going to text him about how we're going to start without him, you fucking jerk.
Yeah, that would be kind of weird.
Why would you suggest that, you real jerk? Welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast, episode 624. I'm Sam Ginsberg.
Cool shoes, Liebot.
Whoa, what the hell, man? Why did you say that?
Well, they just look kind of different.
Tyler Drible gave them to me. Is that all right with you, Mr. Acid Tongue?
You've never met Tyler Drible.
What the hell is this then? Not the flux capacitor?
That's a great point. All of that, great points.
That went great, and I have no regrets.
No regrets. Yeah. What is it? What? Shit. What was the year? The no regrets year.
None of them, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah. For me, either. But people, one year, everybody kept saying like the year, and then no regrets. I can't remember what it was.
Was it pre or post COVID?
Oh, definitely pre-COVID. Pre-COVID.
Are we in the YOLO era at this point?
For sure. For sure we are.
When people are like, we don't even have to care about stuff, because nothing ever has consequences. And then we learned that, like, some shit has, like, consequences.
I don't think we've learned a single damn thing, and that's why we've got Boris back on the show. Hey, Boris.
Boris. Hey, it's me. Just sitting over here waiting politely for you guys to do whatever it is you're doing.
You are such a polite guy, Boris. What do you think, our second politest guest on the show after Lars Gern?
After Lars Gern, yeah. It's gotta
be. Yeah, for sure.
Can't compete with that.
No. What is this? Are you seeing this? What is this?
I think someone poured a beer like a fucking dipshit. I'm not sure who it was.
Oh my god. I will not take responsibility for this.
Well, tell us all about it, my boy.
So I tried to start pouring my beer here, and it's just all foam. It's all foam. And I don't think I poured any differently than I normally do. I don't remember shaking, like sometimes I drop my beer, you know, that happens sometimes. I don't remember dropping this baddie. I'm extremely worried by what's happened in here.
Oh yeah, this can I dropped right in the parking lot of the grocery store.
There it is. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we can see some crumple marks there. See the chunks
taken out of it. But it survived.
Yeah, well, it's going to take me forever to pour this beer, I guess. So, Boris, what beer did you drop in the parking lot?
Great question, Tyler. I dropped Moat Mountain Brewing Company's Miss V's Blueberry Ale. This is a
future disappointment is what it is.
Yeah, it doesn't actually say what the type of beer behind it is, but it does say it's brewed with 90 pounds of wild Maine blueberries in every batch. So
it doesn't tell you anything because you don't know how much of anything else there is.
Yeah, you don't really need anything else when you have 90 pounds of wild Maine blueberries in every batch.
I guess. I find every blueberry beer I've ever had to be a disappointment.
It poured out this kind of grapefruit juice looking color here. Sort of reddish purpley. And
that's at 90 pounds of berries, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, it tastes like a beer brewed with 90 pounds of wild Maine blueberries in every batch. Honestly, I don't dislike it as much as I thought I might. It has a nice blueberry tinge to it, but it doesn't have that like artificial sweet blue fruit flavor. It's like kind of just a subtle hint of blueberry in an otherwise nice light ale. Not a bad summer brew.
Well, that's good. Good for you, Boris. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
I find like every single one to be nasty, fakey, gross. But I don't have a blueberry ale. I have a First State Brewing Company's Infinite Forces, Now, this is a hazy IPA because it's impossible to buy anything else today. But what really interested me is that it says it's a lemon and lime IPA. And I was like, oh, they're coming for Mountain Brew, of course. They must have heard about our award-winning Mountain Brew, and now they're trying to replicate it. So I'm curious to see how it goes, because Mountain Brew was very good.
Very good.
It's 6% ABV.
Skooma.
It wasn't as good as Skooma, but they were different things. They were different things.
Going for a different vibe.
Absolutely. So it's 6% ABV. It poured out. You know, I've seen hazier hazy IPAs, to be honest with you. It's a pretty light, like almost champagne-y kind of yellow. Extremely thick head, as we mentioned, with lots of different size bubbles. Oh, it smells terrible. Oh no.
Gross.
Like I definitely get lemon in there, but there's also like something that smells almost like rubbery. I don't know. Very bad. It tastes all right though. I gotta be honest with you.
All right.
You gotta close your nose, but I mean it's very, very citrus forward. There's a, you know, your glands. It really gets the glands on the way back, like lime or lemons would. Pretty refreshing. It's pretty refreshing. You just got to drink it with kind of a clothespin on the nose because it smells rank.
Maybe try Spider-Manning this beer, and we'll see if that helps.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
I would love to watch my best friend drown on camera. So.
Yeah, let me just waterboard myself real quick. Oh, boy.
For the uninitiated, is that when you go upside down and try to drink the beer like Spider-Man kissing a girl?
Okay, yeah, of course.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Do you think people still get that reference, or is that like just our generation?
That's probably a 35 and older joke.
Yeah.
You know, if you can run for president, you get that.
Samuel, what do you have today?
Yes, I got something kind of wacky. I got Working Draft Pint Polar. Not that wacky, you say. Quiet you damn fool. It's listed as an ordinary bitter.
And oh, yeah. Like,
ordinary bitter? That's not a thing. What does Untappd call it? Untappd calls it bitter-session/ordinary. So I guess I'm a dipshit, but an ordinary bitter exists.
And yeah, bro. Everybody wants a sessionable bitter, definitely.
Like, extra special bitter is one of the least special styles ever. So this is just, what if we downgraded that by 2 degrees of speciality?
So they, yeah,
it's wild. The
and the extra out.
It's like so something. It's just so British to invent like the flavorful IPA and be like, eh.
It's like anything. Oh my god. 4-2. So I've got to just like, I don't know, crack a couple of these into a Nalgene and you'll probably have an okay time. It's just, there's nothing to speak of flavor wise. Like it's like clean and it's crisp. And so like that bit is nice, but I'm here to drink beer. I'm not here to drink water, you know?
I get you, dog. Yeah, they hate flavor over there. They really do. It's so wild how much they hate flavor.
For having controlled the global spice trade for a couple centuries, you'd think...
That's what I'm saying! What were they even doing with it?
Well, that's why Indian food is huge in England, because they
colonized
the hell out of India, and India was like, oh, do you guys like want to eat good food, or... Yeah, okay, cool. We'll sell it to you.
They were like, we're not importing your food, so where does that leave us here?
Weird, wacky stuff. Oh, I don't think I ever pooped the farts into the whatchamacallit, so I guess I'll feed them to you one at a time.
Ooh.
Yep. Human centipede style. So,
human centipede style, you would have to send it to me, and then I would have to send it to Boris.
That's true. You know what? Thank you for keeping me honest, Samuel. it's not human centipede style. It's like I'm just pooping into both of your mouths, like a mother bird or something.
It's like, well, it's like you have two buttholes.
Absolutely. Yes. It's just like that. Let's pretend that I have two buttholes. But we're talking about, you know, the British being wacky, and so we'll go to their close cousins, the Canadians, for our first article. CBC.ca, Antigonish Craft Brewery testing health warning labels on beer cans. So this is in Antigonish, Nova Scotia. I vaguely know where Nova Scotia is, never heard of this place. But a researcher at St. Francis Xavier University has teamed up with Candid Brewing to put like warning labels, like a la cigarette like warning labels, onto their cans of beer. I guess it's to see, you know, if it has any effect on the consumer or not.
I know that the right way to do this would be like how for cigarettes they'll just like put pictures of like desiccated lungs and whatnot.
Yeah.
And like if you want to do the same thing for booze, it would be just like a fucked up liver and a healthy liver, and like which one do you want? But I think the more effective thing would just be like a picture of like a lady peeing behind a car, which is we've hung out with this lady, Tyler. I'm not gonna say her name.
Sure.
We know who I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
She's a lovely person. But yeah. This is what alcohol can do to you, is it can it can make you pee behind a car and everyone points at laughs. And so maybe the more effective way to do it would be like just like an embarrassed chick squatting against a car.
Sure. That's
well,
a take.
Tyler, maybe you could take a picture the next time you catch someone jerking it in a park and send it to Canada and see if they want to put it on their
alcohol like, containers. I swear he's just trying to pull his urine out of that.
Be like, this could be you on alcohol. Yeah.
I don't even think those guys were drinking, but it was a good idea, Boris. Boris, what's your take on this, though? Do you like this? Do you not like this?
Neutral. Like, if they want to do it, go for it. I'm kind of surprised that any... I feel like this is the type of thing where people would be like, yeah, in general, like, sure, people should know what they're drinking, and, like, I think we've talked about, like, every beer should print its ABV on the beer so you know what you're getting into.
Absolutely.
Like, but I am kind of surprised that one brewery, like, took the leap here to be the one that's going to have, like, big scary labels on their packaging while it's going to be on the shelf next to all the other ones that don't have big scary warning labels.
Yeah, I will say...
Is it a brewery that's doing this, or is it a local legislature?
No. So it's a researcher who has partnered with a local brewery. It's not like forever. They're doing this to see what's going to happen.
Why would the brewer do this?
Because they've got big balls, man. I mean, big ups to Candid. They have hugies.
Yeah, is this like, just like it's the glory of science? I can't see how this could possibly be good for business.
No, I don't think it is good for business. I think he's like, yeah, I'm interested to see what will happen here, is basically what he says in the article.
Also, I see a glaring unfactual in this article, which says, quote, I think, you know, consumers are smart, he said. And I don't think that's true, Mr. Article.
So
maybe Canadian consumers.
So that actually strikes to what I was getting at, which is I don't like this. Because I don't think it does anything. You know? Like, I don't think anybody's like, oh shit, being an alcoholic can be bad for you? You know? Like, that's not news. In the same way that I honestly don't think, like, those pictures of dissected lungs or whatever, desiccated lungs on the cigarettes are actually going to do anything. It's just, like, kind of posturing.
I think there's a type of person for whom... The like fucked up pictures on cigarettes makes them do it more, like as a fuck you to the man, you know?
yeah.
More people have that mentality than are like, one pack of your finest cigarettes, please. Excuse me? Do you mean to tell me this has carcinogens in it? No, thank you.
Like, I definitely don't think, no, Boris, go ahead. You were going to say something.
No, I just, like, my screen did a thumbs up for some reason. I went, whoa, why are you doing that to me?
You definitely agreed with Sam big time. I don't know. Like, I do think, you know, probably, like, booze and cigarettes shouldn't be able to be, like, you know, like the old cigarette commercials, like, you know, this is the best cigarette for asthma, say 9 out of 10 doctors. Like, they shouldn't be able to do that. You know, people should know that, like, beer is bad for your liver and cigarettes are, you know, like, bad for your lungs and stuff. But then if they want to drink them or smoke them, they're just going to do it. So what's the point of putting the labels on?
I do think cigarettes is an interesting example to bring up because of all the things that we don't, of all the big problems that our country does not try to solve, like, I feel like we actually kind of tackled smoking in a way that, like, you know, 50 years ago, like, 90% of the U.S. smoked.
That's true. That's true.
Probably, like, I don't know, 15 to 20%. Like,
one thing we've done a better job at than Europe.
Yeah, like, think of all...
curbing cigarette smoking.
We looked at climate change, and we were just like, nah. We looked at, like, all kinds of these problems, and we were just like, well, that clearly is just, like, beyond the pale for us to solve. But then, like...
But it makes my steak taste bad. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's, like, banning commercials on TV or, like, putting the gross lungs on the packages, but, like, something worked. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe this could work, but, yeah, I kind of think it would have to be, like, consistent across all beer sold in a state or province or country or whatever. Like, it would be kind of weird. And they're also like, we're going to do a scientific study, but I'm like, I don't know how you're going to, like, are people going to only drink this beer that has this label on it for
everything else is the control.
Yeah. They're like, oh, well, vodka doesn't have the label on it. So that doesn't count clearly.
No, I think probably what they did is like, they like saw how much people bought in like a 12-month period or whatever. And then they're going to have the labels on for a 12-month period and compare or something. And now, and try to like control for other variables. It would be my guess.
Yeah.
But, I think scientifically, this is not sufficiently rigorous.
Yeah.
But also, better than I'm doing.
Yeah. Okay.
Doing science. You can't fault him for that one.
You know what? I guess not. You guys have got me there.
Yeah, what kind of science are you guys doing?
I have one for you, if you'll allow it.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
All right, what do you think this thing is?
This is a red and black.
Is that a cap shooter?
Craft top.
The word is draft top. I think that might not be coming through in the video.
Draft top. Is that a bottle opener? Do you squeeze it and then, like, pop the bottle cap off? That's all I got for you.
You're kind of close.
Okay.
But, all right, so we tested this earlier. Emily tried it. She fucked it up big time. I tried it. I fucked it up big time. Emily tried it. She got it to work. So now it's my turn. I've never done this properly.
There's a real chance say when your kids did it.
their hands are too small, little idiots.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So here's your first hint that it's not a bottle opening device. I'm just going to tilt my camera down so you can see what I'm working with here.
Oh, a can. Okay. This is a can.
He's got a can.
Oh, is it going to chop the top off?
It's going to like turn it into a cup?
Yeah.
Tyler, what you're about to watch is me make a huge mess of my desk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And hopefully not kill my soundboard, but I am going to...
This is
Sam sick. Is a... He's a beer can moil right now.
He's attempting to, circumcise his beer. He's trying to turn it, but it looks like his hands are slipping.
Hold on. I think I have to pull the tab up a little bit. Nah! God,
Sam has opened his beer like a chump, just the normal way that everyone has opened a beer can.
Huh. Well, okay.
So this is not how you're supposed to do it, but I am going to see if I can still get it to work with the beer open.
Sam couldn't do it the right way, but he's pretty confident he can do it the wrong way.
I'm sure I can't do it the wrong way, but I am going to try.
I can fix
still.
This. Says everyone.
I used something like this at work the other day. I had to cut a piece of pipe down to size, and you like put this thing with a blade in it around it, and you just like twist it around, and then you tighten it down, and you twist it around, and you tighten it down, and you twist it around.
Yeah, yeah. Why are you doing that at work? Are you a plumber?
I do fucking everything at my job, Boris. I don't know. Nobody seems to be able to do a goddamn thing without me.
He's the only vigilante at his work.
So I will say upsetting. One time at work, someone went, "Hey, the toilet's broken," and there are only two bathrooms at our office, and so that was kind of concerning. So I walked in, and the little chain had just fallen off of the flipper.
Yeah,
and so I was like, "Oh, this is a 2-second fix," and everyone was like, "Wow, you're a hero," and I was like, "You guys are gonna lose your shit when you actually have a house to take care of."
I'm right there with you. One of my staff members was like, "We gotta call a plumber because the toilets aren't working," and I was like, "What's wrong with them?" And they're like, "They won't flush." I was like, "Did you try using the plunger?" And they're like, "No."
That sounds gross. No.
And I was like, "Okay, well, go do that and then call a plumber." And of course, that fixed it.
What percentage of calls from plumbers do you think they can fix with just a plunger?
And a plumber like, just shows up and is like
2 minutes of elbow grease.
Yeah.
More than 5%. Somewhere between 5 and 10%, I would say.
They'd charge you $80 or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. I would.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's usually just a minimum for like showing up at your house.
Definitely.
Anyways, so we Sam hand away from Sam quietly doing anything with this can of beer.
Yeah, so what happened is the device you have to get to, it has to hook onto the tab for it to work. And I couldn't get it to catch, so I was like, "I'll pull it up a little bit so it'll catch." And then I cracked it. I was like, "You're not supposed to do that." And then I was like, "Maybe it'll still work." And so I got it to hook, and I twisted it around. You're only supposed to have to twist around 360 degrees. I twisted it around like 3 or 4 full rotations. Nothing happened. And now I just have a beer over here.
I think you could really make that design better, and it wouldn't be too hard to do.
Well, so, yeah, it would be the exact device Tyler was just
describing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The question is it an issue with the device or the user? Well, I don't think I don't think we have enough data to know.
I mean, I think it's both, because like it has to be easy enough for the user to use consistently, and clearly y'all can't do that.
I wonder if maybe Emily has the touch now, and she would be able to do the next 10 in a row, and I haven't gotten over that hump. Yeah. But, I still haven't done it. The one I tried earlier, I did it with sparkling water, and there just was water everywhere. Because I couldn't get a good grip on it, so I kept squeezing the can, which kept swooping water out, which made it slippier, and I got to grip it harder. It was a fucking mess.
Okay, so you need like a little rubber bands or something around it to give you more of a grip.
Probably, if you are good at this, you do 10 out of 10, perfect. But I'm not good at it. And
I also...
This isn't for bartenders. It's for, like, people camping or whatever. And it, like, you shouldn't need to practice to use a device, you know?
I guess that's... Yeah, I guess also my question is, why do you need to cut the top off your beer can?
So, the only thing I can think of is, like, a camping scenario where you don't want to bring glassware, but you still want to open it up for, like, aroma reasons. Because when you have the whole thing off, you are kind of, like, it's not like a pint glass, but it's a lot more open, so you're going to get a lot more from the olfactory standpoint. I think that's what it's for.
Yeah, I mean, look, I, as a guy who does a shit ton of dishes, because I have a toddler, sometimes I get a beer can and I genuinely stop to think about, like, am I going to pour this out into a pint glass? Because then I have to wash a fucking pint glass. And I can sympathize with someone being like, nah, I'll just cut the top off my my beer can.
You know what, Boris? I like your reasoning better. I think Sam is probably more correct, but I like your use.
Well, Sam's never had a toddler. That's the difference.
Fuck you, yeah, Yeah, never once.
Sam doesn't even know what it's like having
kids.
The my gut reaction with you describing like how many dishes you have to do was like, you know, the idea of the, you know, the like a football helmet and you have a can on each side and you have this, have straws in your mouth, and I'm like, mm-hmm. that would take 45 minutes to get clean because you got to get the straw, you got to push everything through, you got to sanitize it, like otherwise you're gonna like. Especially with something like beer, which might still have some live yeast in there, it's a germ factory that you've created. You gotta get really clean. Like, don't buy this thing.
Sam hates novelty drinking apparatus.
This has turned this my segment has turned into a public service announcement. Don't be like Homer Simpson, you guys. I think he might not be so bright.
Do you remember the first time I showed my dad a Camelback, like the backpack with the little water jug in it? His immediate gut reaction was just like, how do you clean that? And I had to be like, you know, I don't know. I think you just let yourself be gross.
And if it's just water, you can get away with it a lot more than if you're putting beer like a screwdriver in there.
Any kind of sugar in there. A screwdriver.
That would be rough. Oh my god, that would be rough.
Pretty sure.
I don't know why that particular did that drink.
During spring break one year.
Who did that?
Squirrel.
Jesus Christ.
Oh. Think about Squirrel.
It stands to reason. It does stand to reason, but Jesus Christ. I mean, I definitely had a shower screwdriver in a spring break fest, but it's not the same as toting around a Camelback full of it.
Speaking of weird drinks, I have a random question for you guys. Are you familiar with something called the Borg?
Yes, the Blackout Rage Gallon.
That's right.
No.
It's my second favorite Borg after the collective technological species in Star Trek.
This was this is not recent news, but you just reminded me of this because this was the aftermath of St. Patrick's Day, which in Boston is a pretty big deal, and all the local news stations were running this story about all the Borgs that had been confiscated from the youth. So Blackout Rage Gallon, for the uninitiated, is like, you basically take a gallon jug of like water, like one of those milk jug shaped things. Maybe it's a milk jug, I don't know. And you just fill it with like stuff to blackout. So usually it's like mostly water and then like a good amount of vodka and like some other stuff. So I guess you're like
some Crystal Light. Yeah.
Yeah. Throw some Gatorade in there. So you're like kind of hydrating while you go and like all this other stuff, Kool-Aid.
Is the idea that one person is drinking their own, or are we passing this around?
No, it's your own.
It's your own personal Borg.
Yeah.
Which is kind of it's probably like a very interesting outcome of like kids who grew up during COVID. But like, you get your own. And what's kind of fun too is people will like write their own little puns or whatever. People like name them. So the one on the Wikipedia page is called SpongeBorg SquarePants, and it's got like a big drawing of SpongeBob on it. And I just remember the local news running these stories where the police were like posing and they had put all the Borgs that they had confiscated like on the steps of the police headquarters, like a perp walk.
And then they just jamming them.
And they were all cool. Green. No, unfortunately, but they did zoom in on some of them so you could like read the puns and they were all green and it seemed like a good time. So that's what screwdriver in a backpack makes me think of.
It just, Samuel, do you remember freshman year when I would make that big fucking thing full of Gatorade and vodka and just drink out of it?
No.
Oh, really? You would, that's fine. Yeah.
I was busy making out with hot babes. I don't remember
anything. Incorrect. Incorrect. We were playing Smash in your dorm, is what we were doing. But what we're doing right now is moving on to our next article. Somebody who probably would be on board with the Borg is kind of the feature of this one. a little bit of a follow-up from TheIndependent.com. Hulk Hogan's beer at the center of new $10 million lawsuit.
A little bit of a follow-up. This has to be the 12th article we've done about Hulk Hogan.
Well, stop sending them to me. I don't know what you want.
Stop them being funny. I have to tell you.
Yeah.
Is Hulk Hogan, I know he's a big dude because he's a wrestler, but like that beer can looks so small in his hand. That looks like one of those like 6 ounce soda cans you get.
Yeah, that's true. He's pulling a Boban on that one for sure. Man, the second week in a row I get to talk about Boban. My life is heading up.
And sorry, what's Boban's last name again?
Mirodanovich.
Pretty close.
What is it?
Marjanovic.
Oh, well, whatever. That's fine. That's close enough.
I said pretty close.
Yeah. No. You did. I'm just saying I forgive myself. I'm pretty happy with that.
Great. I'm sure that'll make that real man that exists in the world better that you've forgiven yourself.
If he has any idea I exist, oh, boy, I could just die happy.
Well, we'd love to have you on the show. You seem like a lot of
honestly,
fun.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
We'll boot Boris in a second.
Yeah, I'll bow out for that one.
But anyway, so the Hulkster, we know that the Hulkster has this real American beer. We know that it's been sold at Hooters. We know all of this. But apparently we didn't know that it was actually developed by Karma Holding Co. Inc. They're, I don't know what the fuck they do. They're a licensing company, I guess. And they
just
claim...
like VC perverts?
I don't... Yeah, I guess. Probably. I mean, their former president, who is at the center of the lawsuit, is named Chad Bronstein. So, you know these guys fucking suck.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Too bad that old Chad here is definitely Jewish. But, anyway. So, Karma says that they were working with the Hulkster to develop a beer. And that Chad Bronstein and former licensing officer Nicole Cosby actually set up their deal that they would profit from like this beer company, like personally and not the company. So they got fired. And then the lawsuit alleges that they stole Hulk Hogan away and got him to release the beer with their new company and not Karma. So drama.
I just can't make myself give a shit about any of these people who were desperately in business with Hulk Hogan. Just like,
yeah, I don't know. Did you call fives on
you
the
and
idea?
Person? Fuck him. Who gives a shit?
So, Boris, I absolutely agree with you. Like, that sounds like business, bitch. Deal with it. But, you know, I guess there's some sort of, like, trade secrets law that they're alleging was broken. I don't fucking know. I also agree with Sam in that everybody involved is a piece of shit. So, like, who cares who wins?
Yeah, I hope they both exhaust all of their war chests on legal battles and come to a stalemate and go out of business. Like, that's the best case scenario here.
Apparently, they were also going to have August and Billy Bush of the Bush family. Never heard of them.
Isn't like Billy Bush the guy Trump's
no.
grabbed by the pussy to?
Yes, that is a Billy Bush, but not this Billy Bush. This is Bush the beer, not like the president.
Okay, so key distinction.
Yes, good point. Good pull, Boris. But
and Bush.
Thank you. Oh yeah, Gavin Rossdale could have been him.
What's he up to?
Bushing around.
I wonder if
I guess.
Do he and Gwen Stefani still talk?
You lost me there. I don't know that one.
Okay. I think they were married and then they got divorced.
That checks out.
Yeah. I don't know who those people are. Do you know who those people are?
No.
Okay, great.
Wait, Hulk Hogan? Yeah, I can tell you about Hulk Hogan. Otherwise, I'm a level off.
Terry Bollea.
So when he does real American beer, is that a like a MAGA thing, or is he just like, I don't know? Is Hulk Hogan cool?
No. It's a right wing grift. It's a right wing grift.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he like started this around the like Dylan Mulvaney times, and he was like, "This is real beer for real men, brother."
Didn't they already? Didn't someone else do that? They did like
a, yes,
oh, a million Light people have
some yeah. shit, yeah. And it was like $20 for a janky six pack of
yeah, and then. Light. And then somehow they were like pro-Trump, but got in a beef with Trump. We covered that story too.
I'm sure we did, but you know who can keep up?
Yeah.
The bucket of righty grifters is infinite. There's no bottom.
It seems like the easiest game there is, honestly. Like
yeah.
Oof. If I could lower my moral scruples, I feel like I can make quite a.
Oh man! If we were famous. We could pivot right and oh cash money baby.
Big time.
All right.
Big time.
How long do you think it would take to transform Brewsday Tuesday into a right wing podcast?
I've said a lot of bad things on this show. 2 episodes and we're there.
We could just do a best of Tyler Dryblatt episode and come running.
Yeah.
Your bigotry, I think, would take us a while. A ways, but we've both expressed a lot of socialist empathizing ideas, so we would have to account for all fine. Those.
No, it's oh, fine. You just
yeah. We were infected by the woke mind virus.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Non-vaccine, aka Hulk Hogan's Real American Beer, and now we're cured.
Yeah, we took some like horse dewormers or whatever, and it cleared it out. Yeah, no problems.
Man,
it gives us an interesting perspective as real former leftists.
Yeah, trust me, bro. I was in Antifa, so you know I would know.
You had those Antifa protests.
Yeah. Because it's definitely an organization with membership.
Mm-hmm. I am a little bit surprised.
And Antifa, if I recall
correctly. Whoa. There's too much going on. First Sam, then Boris. Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
What did you say?
You were a lieutenant in Antifa, if I remember.
I get it. Yep. Uh-huh. That was worth it. Boris, what were you going to say?
Boris's turn?
I was just going to say, I am a little bit surprised that no one has had one of these right-wing grift beers on the show yet, and I would like you all to know that I'm going to look for them when I go out now and see if I can grab one
I'm
for the show.
I'm so sure that they're so bad, and also I don't want to give these people money.
I would definitely. Yeah. I don't give a shit. I would buy it. I just haven't seen them.
What if I see it and I try to steal it?
Yeah, that's the best case scenario.
Is that, cool? Is that praxis?
Yeah, for sure. Direct action. Yeah. I don't know. Go to a Hooters. Apparently, they sell a real American beer. That's why the Hulkster wants to buy Hooters.
Just pocket a pint of beer for later.
Yeah, I remember I tried to bring a red Solo cup full of beer to somebody I worked with at the dining hall at our college, and that didn't work well.
Everyone was like, "Hey, that's a beer, sir."
No, I just was really drunk, so I was like spilling it all over myself.
This looks like a PBR from more than like a foot away. Like from this little thumbnail image,
dude,
I thought
totally.
He was drinking a PBR.
It feels very flavored Trump. Just
that's true.
Silver can with like red, white, and blue. Like obviously, if you're doing like some America bullshit, that's what you're gonna do. But it really, from the thumbnail, could be a PBR easily.
Yeah, the text. Cool. Yeah, the text is kind of like this a similar font for sure.
Well, according to the website, they're making billboards for Real American Beer, and they want me to post a photo of myself on Instagram, tag them, and use this hashtag, and then they might put me on a billboard.
Is that that'd be bad.
I don't have any self-respect.
So, you know, I could try for that in the near future. All right, here we go. I was looking for this beer finder. Cool. All right, there are some places in Quincy that appear to, according to this map, oh shit, one of my closest liquor stores apparently carries this.
Well, get it for the next episode you're on, Boris.
I might have to.
I think you definitely have to.
We'll see if I can face that poor Indian lady who runs the cash register. With a 12 pack of real American.
I'm sorry. That's how you open.
Yeah, is it better to acknowledge it at all or just be like, yeah, I'm a piece of shit. Here you go. Here's my,
I don't know.
Here's my 50. You have it in your store. What do you want from me? I don't know.
Honestly, yes, that's it. There is a Southeast Asian family that owns like all of the liquor stores in my area. And so I'll go into like different ones each time, and the same guy is fucking there. I'm like, are you following me around? And he calls me Adam Sandler, of course. So it's always a really good time. Really good time.
Well, it's nice that the bigotry goes both ways.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
There's a balance to that.
Well, that's how I know it's the same guy, because otherwise, you know, I couldn't tell. I'm leaning into it. I'm going hard. Boris is trying to get on the sign. You know, I'm just... All right. Okay. All righty. Well, we've got one more article. It's a really bad article, but we've got it from aleaffair.com. Here, let me throw it over to you. Come on, show the chat. There it is. The Great American Beer Heist. So back in 2013, Sweetwater Brewing Company, who we all should know, we've had a decent amount of their beers on the podcast. They had like the whole like weed series and stuff like that.
They suck. Sweetwater is a bad brewery.
I liked their G13 beer. I thought it was good. But anyway, they were robbed. Two whole fucking trailers of beer were snatched, which adds up to 78,528 bottles of beer. And
okay, this is so irritating. This is like 4 months before we started the show. This happened.
That's true. That is true. That's a bummer.
Would have been a great first article.
Yeah. So 78,000 beer bottles, about 40,000 pints, and just gone. And they found some of the beers, I guess. They found a good chunk because somebody reported that a guy was just selling Sweetwater beers out of the back of his car, which is like always a good sign. So they called the police and they got some of them, but they didn't recover most of the beers and they never caught the perpetrators.
I mean, yeah, that's...
Nope, Boris first this time. Boris first.
That's a really good question. Like, what do you do with that much beer once you steal it? Like, that's too much for you and your buddies to drink, probably. I don't know. And that, like, yeah, you can't just, like, fucking sling Lucy's out of the back of a truck. Or maybe you can and get caught. I don't know.
I think... Go ahead, Sam. Go ahead.
You can a little bit at a time, but you can't at a scale where you're turning a real profit.
Yeah.
The real issue here is that beer is allowed. Like, you could do this with weed in many states, or like coke or whatever, but the tiered system of drug kingpin down to distributor down to like street level guys who are like slinging on corners, you're not gonna get that with cans of beer.
Because
if I'm on a street corner and someone's like, hey, you want to buy a can of beer? I'm a shady guy. I'll be like, I'll just go to the bar. It's right over there.
You guys are thinking wrong. It's not selling directly to the consumer. That's not the point of this kind of heist. You would then sell this to a shady distributor for less than they would get it from the company.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you would do with this.
Re-wholesaler.
Correct, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
That just seems like... So then I have a problem with the scale again, because this seems like not enough for a shady distributor to like potentially ruin his whole fucking career on what I assume is like pocket change in the grand scheme of how much beer like a distributor would move.
I don't know, man.
Maybe you have a deal with like your wife's brother owns a dive bar or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You sling it there. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. When I see distributor, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
it's a really interesting debate, and I don't think that any of us really have enough like on the ground understanding of how this type of stuff works to know who's right and who's wrong. I think the only way to do it is I'm gonna have to write this into a D&D campaign. You know, that's what real life is like.
Sure. So we'll figure out from there. Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. We'll model it. Yeah, we'll simulate it. But I do think it's funny that, like, the article is bad. If you read the article, they're like, it was like a fucking Ocean's 11 heist. They didn't leave any clues. And then it talks about what they did, and they just cut some locks and, like, drove away in the trucks. So, wasn't exactly, like, an inside job. It's a lot
easier to be Ocean's 11 when you're not robbing a fucking casino.
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like I probably could have done this, you know?
Just like, yeah, I remember back in high school, I was really Ocean's 11 when I did some light shoplifting. No one ever caught me.
Yeah, Danny Ocean over here. Sam Danny Ocean Ginsburg is what they call him.
It's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
It's probably true. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder, like, was this an inside job? Or was this just... Yeah, I also kind of doubt it. Because, yeah, I mean, again... Yeah.
They just, like, drove away with the trailer. Right.
Like, right. It seems like it was easy. Like, maybe somebody's cousin worked there and was like, yeah, man, it'll be so fucking easy to rob from here. Not, like, in a feeding them intel type of a way.
Right,
like,
right.
Just, I mean, like, yeah, these are conversations that happen.
We've all walked by a delivery truck that was like loading up a bar with some beer, and you just kind of look at it and you look at the guy who just walked in the door and you're like, man, I could like snag a crate right off the top. I don't think anyone would notice or care. And I could just walk away.
The keys are still like in the ignition.
I think that about like every DoorDash driver that just like parks in the middle of the street and like runs inside a restaurant. I'm like, I could walk in that guy's car right now and like,
I've definitely talked about it on here before. There are people at my kid's daycare who will park in a handicapped spot and leave their car running if they're not handicapped.
That's a free vehicle.
I don't want to steal it. What I want to do is climb in,
go park it correctly,
in reverse, and like dodge roll out of it and be like, I don't know, man. This shit happens. I guess you shouldn't have been parked where you're parked, dipshit.
My car right now is only worth about $600, so I'm like, fucking cut me off. I will run right into the back of you. I will make a point. I don't even give a shit. You know, what do I gotta lose? Point,
you're better off getting totaled. Because exactly. You might get $900 for it.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. I used to, when the Brinks security guard would come to fill up the money in the ATM at the student center, Samuel, he would just be kneeling down there, and I would always be like, I could just kick you right in the fucking head right now. Take your gun. Take the whole thing. It was really... the call of the void was strong every time I saw that motherfucker.
Well, that feels like we should probably get to rant.
Yeah. Good place to wrap it up. Good place to wrap it up. Boris, how do you feel about that beer over there? You feel blue about that blueberry beer?
Oh, actually, I don't. I had Moat Mountain Brewing Company's Miss V's Blueberry Ale brewed with natural flavors. It says 90 pounds of wild Maine blueberries in every brew. It was pretty good, honestly. Like, I don't like the very artificial fruit flavoring, and this kind of just had a nice kiss of blueberry without being kind of overwhelming. Otherwise, just a nice light beer. It's a good. It's a hot summer day, and this is a nice little way to cool off. I'll give it a 6.5. I'll give it a 7. It's good. Okay. It was 4.9%, so you know, a little higher than your average light beer. And I don't know, it's good stuff.
All right, I had First State Brewing Company's Infinite Forces Lemon and Lime Hazy IPA, 6% ABV. And while it smelled terrible, it tasted pretty good. Definitely very lemon and limey. I've had way hazier hazy IPAs, so, you know, that didn't bother me too much. I would give this a 6.3, and I think people should just make more lemon-lime beers. They're fucking good. I mean, this is the second one I've had, and it's almost as good as the first one I had.
It's almost like lemon and lime is a really good flavor combination. And, like, why is it only in soda?
Yeah, yeah, it's very tasty. So 6.3, and I'll recommend this to... I think this is a good beer for most folks. Like, do you like Radlers? This is good for you. Do you like Mountain Dew? This is probably pretty good for you. It's just a refreshing, tasty beer.
I have a question for the lemon lime enjoyers. Isn't it kind of redundant? They're both like citrus fruits.
Yeah, but they hit different notes.
They complement each other, both of them? I think.
All right,
because lemon is a little harsher and lime is a little more mellow and like vibey.
I do think like I understand they have distinct flavors, but I just think if I'm gonna go for flavoring something, I'm not gonna pick two things that are almost the same thing. I don't know. Personal opinion.
Babe, we'll make you some Mountain Brew one of these decades, and you'll be like, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
That shit.
Definitely. Okay, Samuel.
Speaking of beers I wouldn't hit you with, this is Working Draft's Pint Puller Ordinary Bitter. I still don't know what an ordinary bitter is, but if this is my only point of reference, it sucks. It just doesn't taste like anything. I knew this was like not gonna be for me and it was gonna be boring, but I didn't know it was gonna be this boring. It like honestly, water is more interesting than this beer. It's like it's so bland. It's wild. And it's 4.2. So like there's no use case. This beer
sucks. Welcome back, Abita.
Oh yeah, yeah. This beer and Abita could hang out for sure. I'm gonna give this a 2.1 and I'm not gonna recommend it to anybody because it's like it goes down smooth, which is nice, but it's just so like you're better off with the PBR, like at the same ABV, and it's a better flavor. So like just do that instead.
Damn.
And way cheaper, of course.
Yeah. Well, damn. Okay, Samuel, know what you're drinking next week.
Now, Tyler, we had a whole conversation about this.
Oh shit! About how you're not going to be here for like the next 2 weeks.
I'm going to be in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Nice.
Next week and the week thereafter. So you're on your own, champ.
So I guess the answer is no. I don't. Boy. Well, Boris, thank you for being on.
All right. Anytime, guys.
Listener, if you want to send me suggestions for segments to do while Samuel is gone, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brewstuesday.com, or you can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let the best keep it down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Here comes a beer, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better. So Tyler, are you actually going to check the email? Like if there was someone pitching like, my idea is like, isn't Sam so hot? Like you wouldn't do that, right?
Responds to us, how will we know?
I'll fucking miss out, brother. The last time I checked the email, I was still living in California.
Okay, so we're that was like 5-ish years ago, right?
Yeah, we're closing in on 10.
That can't be right.
Yeah, for sure.
When I came to visit you, that was 10 years ago?
Yeah, dog.
Christ on a bike.
Yeah.
Oof.
Okay.
I know.
And what are you doing?
He's a friend.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, can't win them all.